Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Good Brothers get the industry talking, and no way, Jose, no more Jose. For Monday, July the 20th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Well, Big LG, it's midnight.
It sure is. I'm getting deep on these things, too.
Talking Shop beer has been popped. Mm-hmm. We've both been tested, and we're free and ready to rock. It's been 3 long months, and everybody's wondering what the Good Brothers are doing. Everybody's wondering what Countdown to Town is. Everybody wants to know where the Machine Gun and the Big LG are going to land. Big man?
I think the most important thing right now is the fact that we are live and the countdown has expired. And the rumors are true. The internet buzz was correct. We have officially signed with Impact Wrestling. It's midnight, we're live, and we're going to be live on pay-per-view tonight for Slammiversary. It's Good Brother time, baby.
Cheers, baby.
The devil in your sin.
So we're just a few hours removed from the horror show at Extreme Rules, but the industry is very much talking about the Good Brothers, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, who made their big debut at Impact Wrestling on Saturday night in the closing segment of Slammiversary. In fact, Gallows and Anderson put the industry on notice at 1 minute past midnight on Saturday, July the 18th, when they officially announced that they were joining Impact Wrestling. They showed the first trailer for Talking Shoppermania, which is going to be their backyard wrestling show featuring a whole host of top names from WWE, AEW, and Impact Wrestling. And not only that, they put out a very special Talking Shop podcast where they went into great detail about every part of their time in WWE. And lots was said in that podcast that you can watch right now on the Talking Shop YouTube channel. There is lots to dig in, lots to get out of that as well. One of the things that came from that was just how close Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson came to being a part of the starting lineup for All Elite Wrestling. They talked about how they'd been for meetings with Cody and how it had been pitched to them to be a part of the first pay-per-view of AEW and storyline plans. And it all looked like it was definitely going to go ahead. And WWE turned around and made them, to quote Marlon Brando, an offer they couldn't refuse. And they ended up staying with WWE. Consequently, they've now left WWE and the ship, for now, it seems, has sailed. Chris Jericho was talking on his YouTube channel about what the plans were for Gallows and Anderson in AEW. Jericho said, the Young Bucks, myself, Kenny Omega, kind of convinced Tony Khan that they'd be excellent in AEW. And one of the ideas at one point was to have Gallows and Anderson in the inner circle. This leans in to what Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson talked about on Talking Shop, where they mentioned how on the first AEW pay-per-view, the plans were for them to beat up the Elite, essentially. So that would lead them into joining up with Chris Jericho's inner circle, and off to the races they go. What an incredible alternative universe that would have been if that had happened. It didn't, and it was frosty between AEW and Gallows and Anderson for a little while, since they had kind of all but signed for AEW, only to change their mind just before the signing on the dotted line occurred. Things seem much cooler now. Chris Jericho talked about Gallows and Anderson, saying, "I'm very excited for them. They're owning the fact that they made the wrong decision and they went to WWE instead of AEW. Business is business. They did what they thought was best for them and their families. They kind of got screwed because of it. These guys are so funny. Two of the funniest guys I've ever met, and they've already got impact. They're going back to New Japan. They've got the podcast Talking Shop. They've got Talking Shop-a-mania, which is going to be a total waste of time. I'm still going to watch it, but I'm proud of those guys and happy for those guys." Those are the words of Chris Jericho there about the Good Brothers. So we didn't see Lou Gallows and Carl Anderson in AEW, but we did see them as part of Impact Wrestling at Slammiversary. Now, the original plans for Gallows and Anderson, they have changed as well when it comes to Impact Wrestling. As reported by Wrestling Inc., the original booking was to see the Good Brothers debut at Slammiversary, but attack Tessa Blanchard during the world title main event. This was set to be an attempt to get them a monster amount of heat by just laying out Tessa Blanchard in the middle of defending her title. However, that wouldn't come to pass, as Tessa Blanchard, as we know, left Impact Wrestling before Slammiversary. So something else was concocted instead, which seems to see Gallows and Anderson either up against Ace Austin or side by side with Eddie Edwards. I guess we'll find out on Tuesday night, won't we? Staying with Impact Wrestling, Deonna Purrazzo is the new Impact Knockouts champion, beating Jordan Grace this Saturday at Slammiversary. Now, this is interesting. Fightful Selector reporting that even though she's now the Knockouts champion, Deonna Purrazzo hasn't signed a deal with Impact Wrestling. She's working on a per-appearance basis. It seems like quite a bold move to make, to have somebody that you haven't got on the books officially representing an entire division as the champion. I would imagine a deal would be around the corner for her if she wanted to sign it. And it was during Slammiversary that Impact announced that Bound for Glory 2020 will take place on Saturday, the 24th of October. This is the annual event for Impact. It goes all the way back to 2005. We don't know in terms of where it will be. There's a strong chance that it will emanate once again from Nashville, where all the Impact tapings and Slammiversary have been coming from, just as a result of COVID. But either way, they've got lots of time to build to a hell of a show. And now with guys like Heath Slater, Eric Young, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson on the roster, Sabin and Shelley reuniting as part of the Motor City Machine Guns, EC3 about to make his debut as well. There's that amongst the already really strong roster, having Eddie Edwards back as Impact World Champion, having guys like Ace Austin cussing through, seeing guys like the Rascals hold at their own against the Motor City Machine Guns, and you've got Chris Bay and Willie Mack in there as top of the X division right now. A really, really busy Knockouts locker room, like the women's division in Impact Wrestling, full of very unique characters. So there's lots of good coming from Impact Wrestling right now, and definitely one to watch for the rest of this year. Fightful Selector reported that Shayna Baszler has had quite an up and down 2020, more down than up, it seems. She has, according to Fightful, not tested positive for COVID-19, not been injured, but simply been off TV due to lack of creative. She came back, of course, on Raw last week, but there's not been much else going on right now. We were meant to see a lot for Shayna Baszler this year. This was the year that Shayna was set to win the Royal Rumble back in January. Charlotte Flair was chosen just a few hours before. We were meant to see Shayna Baszler win Money in the Bank as well, but that didn't happen. They wanted to go with a feel-good winner so we could pass the torch to Becky Lynch. She was meant to win the title even before then at WrestleMania. She was meant to be in the mix there beating Becky Lynch, but again, as a result of other circumstances, that didn't happen either. So it's been a tough ride for Shayna Baszler, somebody who I personally believe has got an incredible upside in the company and is just waiting for somebody to pull the trigger on what Shayna Baszler can do. The last live wrestling show that happened in front of a crowd. Think about this. The last one to happen was Elimination Chamber that was headlined by Shayna Baszler. There hasn't been another one ever since. Some food for thought. Yeah. Lance Storm tweeted the following, announcing that he is officially departed from WWE. He said, "For what it's worth, I am now officially unemployed. First time since I left Smoky Mountain Wrestling in November of 1994. Lance Storm was furloughed back in April, and this confirms that he won't be returning to the company. This is tough news for Lance Storm, who shuts his wrestling academy down to take on this job as a producer for WWE, a job that is no longer there. I'm sure Storm won't stay quiet for long. Somebody will pick up a guy with that much to offer wrestling. He won't stay unemployed." Ric Flair was talking to Busted Open Radio, and he wants a shot at a WWE title. He says, "I keep wanting them to let me wrestle R-Truth for the 24/7 title. I'm getting to the level where I'm comfortable. I'm like, can I just get into character one time? Talking generically is killing me. When you don't do it, you've got to practice, and you get overwhelmed in terms of the points you have to make, in terms of the pay-per-view and the people. I've always struggled with that. It's so much fun for me, and they're doing everything possible to make sure the kids are being tested and everyone is wearing a mask. I have fun. I won't let them get down around me, and I don't think they are. They all have a very positive attitude," he went on to say. But the big point from that is he seems to be having a good time as part of Monday Night Raw at the moment, but he wants a match with R-Truth. In a weird way, I kind of want to see it. I think it'd be good fun. And No Way Jose is no more. Levy Valles is now a free agent, and that is the wrestling name that he will be using. He debuted his new name and his new look in a video that he posted on Twitter.
"I am essential. I pledge fidelity to the destruction of my former self. I am not my corporately mandated persona. I am not my material possessions. I am not relying on authority to tell me what is right and what is wrong. I will not let my value be based on comments, likes, or followers. I will not seek affirmation from toxic groupthink. I will not filter my authenticity of self. I am essential."
"Speak my truth through words and actions. I will wear betrayal as a wounded vessel. I will pursue vengeance with a primitive and relentless force. I vow to find freedom. I vow to find purpose. I vow to create something that will last. I am essential. I control my narrative. Free. Levy Valles. You have been warned."
Powerful stuff from No Way Jose. I feel like he might be a guy that surprises us all in the tail end of 2020. We'll find out together, won't we? On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, the Horror Show at Extreme Rules 2020 graded. You and I are going to break down an interesting night of wrestling from WWE. Also, Jack is online right now with what happened at, and Ross is here with the WTF moments, both from Extreme Rules 2020. A little bit later on today as well. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this week, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review arrives on Tuesday. Myself and Matthew Gregg watching a classic episode of SmackDown from the year 2000. On Wednesday, it's a brand new Desert Island Graps. We welcome former Defiant Wrestling champion. If you were a fan of WCPW, you will know this guy as well. For the first time, he's really telling his story. Rory Coyle is joining us on Cultaholic Island, the Desert Island Graps, on Wednesday. And if you were to check out Cultaholic.com right now, if you haven't yet checked out our list breaking down the top five matches and performers of the first half of 2020, you can read up on not just some of the big players of this year, but five things that you probably don't remember about the first WWE Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Justin Henry, our head pen, taking you all the way back to 2009, and you can read that right now at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.